Whenever you're ready.
Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I'd like to tell you some interesting items from the Chelan Leader in 1909. There was an advertisement, Hotel Chelan, hot and cold baths at all hours. In January, the city of Chelan water mains froze and left the city dependent on water wagons to supply their water. In March, Dr. H.E. Latham, on south half of the Okanagan Reservoir, he reported smallpox has broken out. It's an epidemic sweeping everything before it like fire. In April, Ignatius Navarre has signified to friends his intention to cut up his valuable lakeshore ranch west of town into acreage tracts. In May, one of the Thomas Bond's large workhorses died on Monday. In July, they reported Joe Hendricks slipped and did serious damage to his foot in a motor launch propeller shaft and, with a rare exhibition of nerve, shut off the power and, reaching over the engine, turned the shaft back and released his foot, but amputation may be necessary. In September, Louis Wapiteau, a Chelan High School student, was employed as an interpreter in negotiations over sale of Wapiteau allotment lands. Then in October, the Wapiteau Irrigation Company agreed to pay $100,000 for Wapiteau Indian allotment lands. The Indians are investing money in income-producing property. And the same month, three Wapiteau Indians refused to sell their allotments. Old John, Peter, and Cecil held out for better deals, though many believe in the offer is a liberal one and it is doubtful if the Indians will ever have a better opportunity to sell. In November, engineer H.W. Butsky presents sketch plans and costs for a reinforced concrete bridge to replace the old wooden avenue bridge in Chelan. Suggests cost would be no greater and could be less than a steel bridge and no cost of future maintenance. Of course, that wasn't true. In December, lakeside young men are planning to clear out the gullies and flood the frog pond for a fine round of skating sport this winter. At the end of December, the Chelan Leader ended the year with red printed ad for Chelan Water Power Company offering tungsten lamps, electric sewing machines, and electric flat irons. Also, the Red Cross drugstore wished the public a Merry Christmas in big red print. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.